On the podcast, we bring you information about, by, and for our community. Today, we are interviewing Carolyn Walters. We'll talk about BiRecon, that BiUK's conference, and by the BiCon convention. Welcome, Carolyn.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Hi.
Oh, our pleasure. Carolyn, you're involved with BiRecon. Can you tell us a little bit what that is?
BiRecon is the conference on bisexuality and issues concerning bisexual people that takes place every 2 years throughout the UK. And it's organised always the day before the annual UK BiCon. And its main aim is to make sure that we bring together researchers and writers with activists and organisations and members of the bi community. So it's as much about them hearing about our research as us making sure that we hear from them and what they want people to work on and what they want people to be researching. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of very much a two-way event.
And this is going on at Leeds this year, is that correct?
Yes, it's taking place at Leeds Trinity University.
The venue moves around. Is this the fourth BiRecon, is that correct?
Yes.
You actually organized the 2012 one, is that correct?
Yeah, I helped organize the one on bisexuality and mental health that was in. Huh. So that was quite a specific focused BiRecon. But usually... they're more broad ranging.
Much needed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a little bit on 2012. In the U.S., we're doing a lot of focus on mental health issues within the bisexual community here and anything that we can get as resources here from what you've done over there would be helpful because the statistics probably look very similar no matter where you are.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed is I was looking at some reports that came out from Norway late last year.
Uh-huh.
And they say the same statistics as they do in Canada, as they do in America, as they have done here, and as they have done from reports I've seen in Australia. So I know it's going to be a future research project of mine anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
Focusing on that.
I said there's quite a bit going on this year with BiRecon.
Yes. We're quite lucky as we have quite a range of international speakers that are coming from as far away as Australia. Our keynote speaker is Helen Bowes-Catton. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about findings of research that's actually about BiCon attendees and thinking about what is the future of research on bisexual people and bisexuality in the UK. And so she's done this research by actually participating and through the support of the UK bi community. So it's quite exciting that we're going to have that there. But one of the other things that the organiser of this year's BiRecon is Kay McClelland, and she's done an incredible job putting it together, making sure that we've also got field reports from various activist groups, such as the Bis of Colour, Bi Community News, and the Bisexual Index, as we do want to hear about what is happening in the community groups and where do they want research to go.
And lots of really good and interesting things going on. This will be good resources for us too. The more we share information, the better for all of us. So, and you have Christina Richards there on your paper sessions.
Christina Richards. It was as Christina Richards and Meg Jumper co-organised the first two BiRecons.
Uh-huh.
And they're the founding members of the group BiUK, which is about research and activism on bisexuality. And that's what I'm affiliated with.
Okay.
And the emphasis really is to try and make sure that when you're having discussions about LGBT, to try not to forget the B.
Exactly.
In the States, we've come up with a slogan, nothing about us without us.
Yeah.
Because so many times we're talked about and not asked what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes. Oftentimes people think they know what we need and they don't ask us at all.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things, if people are speaking at this event, if you look through the programme that's on the website, everything is very much about bisexual people. And so it is trying to make sure it's about us, but including from us.
We commend you guys for doing this. This is very much needed. And we look forward to seeing what's going to happen with us in BiRecon and because in 2015, mm-hmm. and we'll find out more about that later. It's in the planning stages right now. I guess we have our first meeting sometime in September, so we'll see how that goes.
I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
It takes a lot to do these things.
Yeah.
I'd
like to have you talk a little bit about yourself, your history, what you've been doing, et cetera, just kind of outside of and with, BiRecon, but more just your background.
As a researcher, you mean?
Uh-huh.
I finished my PhD in 2012.
Uh-huh.
It was in sexuality and gender studies. And then since then, I've been doing quite a lot of work taking my academic research on areas of thinking about what is femininities. I'm doing a project about fat and sex at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and doing quite a lot of raising awareness and understanding about bisexuality. So I've been taking that to quite a range of audiences. For example, mm-hmm. in London, we run a series called Gender and Sexuality Talks. And so I helped on one of those, talking about BDSM and expanding ideas about that. And, and then at Cambridge University, I went there and gave them a 2-hour lecture, interactive lecture on bisexuality and genderqueer. And then a few weeks ago, I was speaking at Euro Pride in Norway.
Oh.
Which is because they wanted an academic that works on bisexuality. So I went to speak there about bisexuality and biphobia and mental health.
So where was that? That's one I didn't really know much about.
It was in Oslo, in Norway. They had a series of talks and events. And they'd arranged for the two of the talks to be on bisexuality. So me and Marcus Morgan, who's from the Bisexual Index.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Were flown over to give them a talk about issues on bisexuality and bisexual people and what they face.
Cool. That was about your first time there?
Yeah, I'd never been to Norway before, so it was quite nice getting taken there, as it's an incredibly expensive country.
Yeah, and at least you went there when it's light.
Yes. No, we were there for the weekend of midsummer, so there was only an hour and a half of darkness in a day.
Oh.
It's very different.
Very different, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah, I think in the winter I wouldn't be able to function for long without those sunlights.
Mm, yeah.
I think that's probably quite common even for people who do live in Norway, so to use the sunlights.
Yeah.
As it is incredibly dark.
Ah.
Yeah, so the main thing is what I do is I work on sexuality and gender, and I try and make sure I take spread my work from outside the academy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have links to do you have links to some of your work and the conference, the Norway conference?
On the Bi UK website.
Okay.
I did a write-up about the, I'll just send you the link. I did a write-up about European Pride.
All right, great. We'll include those in the link file when we put this up. Well, this is great. I just love hearing about everybody working so hard to make our lives all better and investigating and researching all of these things and having that information out there for not just us, but for the general public,
mm-hmm.
to enlighten people on what it really means to be bisexual and genderqueer, even. So,
yeah.
Exciting. Thank you.
Quite all right. Thank you very much for having me.
Anything else you'd like to bring up today?
I'd say the most important thing is that, as with most bisexuality or events, they are all volunteer run. It is done because people want change. And unfortunately, that means there's a small group of us that are affiliated with Bi UK, which is why it's every 2 years. Also make sure that there's lots of research and lots to talk about. I'd say everyone needs more funding.
Thank you. So I will make sure to put the link up real right away so people can get involved with that. So we'll just go over BiCon real quick, which is just actually held at around the same time here. Let me get the time here.
It's between
the 31st.
Yeah, it's from the 31st to the 4th, I think.
Yeah, to July 31st, August 4th, there at Leeds, the same time. Actually, registration is on the day that you guys are functioning, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you buy a ticket for the weekend of BiCon, you can attend BiRecon for free.
Oh, awesome. That's good news.
Is that something that's really important to the group?
Yeah. Yeah. BiCon is a week-long activity. It's been going on since... weekend-long activity, and it's been going on since 1985. It switches venues all over, usually at a university. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, because that is, according to the website, the cheapest way to provide accommodation for everybody, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the details for how that are, I believe all of the accommodations are filled now. It's all off on off sites now.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of room for everybody to attend the event. And they have a lot going on. They have workshops on all three days. They have social activities at night that sound like fun, live music and different things. And I guess it's really just quite a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put up a list of what kind of workshops are going to be available for that on the website also. Mm-hmm. But they look pretty fun, too.
I'd say one of the main things with BiCon is that it's a space where being bisexual or being a bisexual ally is the taken for granted. So you can almost start talking about everything else because that part of you isn't being erased. So
That's fantastic. I mean, you can feel very comfortable about that.
Yeah.
Odd attended our Because conference, and that when they came away from it, was they felt a real sense of belonging and safeness and community, and it was a fantastic experience. I'm sure that BiCon is the same thing.
Yeah, and from what I understand, it really tries to be international. So I'm sure you were saying earlier that at BiRecon you have an international flavor, and it always seems to me that BiCon has that international flavor too, that people are coming in from outside of the UK to attend.
Yeah, I think there are quite a few people who do come from at least across Europe to BiCon.
Mm-hmm.
This regularly have some from Holland, Germany, Poland, Scandinavia, France, etc. But it is about 200 to 300 people, usually.
Yeah. Maybe more now. Well, that sounds really, really fantastic. I encourage all of you people who are close enough to get to it to go. Let us know how it went. Give us a report. Yeah.
There will be many reports written about it.
We can't wait to hear. It sounds exciting. I wish I could, zap everywhere and just go everywhere and attend all of these, but... Well, it's through you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also that we're lucky it's a big range of topics that we're covering, so it's not just people. We've also got arts and humanities discussions happening, which is quite unusual. So.
Well, what I like about it is that all of these events it's constructive. It's productive and constructive and is moving us along, and that's, I'm really happy about that. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody working so hard to do this. We know it's not easy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for showing up today and talking to us.
Yeah, we appreciate that too.
That's quite all right. It's good to promote these events and share information.
You bet. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and wrap up. We want to thank you again, Carolyn, for being here. And like I said, keep us posted. And remember, everyone, you are not wrong. You are not broken. And you are definitely not alone. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Sit back.